And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today, we are very honored and very happy to have a representative of Medicortix, a company that brings some new ideas and new solution to brain injury, stuff that we really want to learn about. Andrew and Ariel, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Orly. Thank you for having me on the program.
I'm so happy that you're here because brain is something that everybody is curious about it, and it's like a new product, new ideas. And tell me, what's your company doing?
Our idea is to try to find a quick solution to diagnose head injuries. There are many cases where a person will suffer from a mild injury, and a CT and MRI will not detect it in the first hours. More than that, not everywhere there is a CT and MRI available 24 hours a day with your radiologist that will analyze the data. So our idea is to develop a kit that anyone can use it. You don't have to be a PhD or an MD. And by change of color, it will indicate if somebody suffered a brain injury. For example, a child falling at home. I'm not sure that the best idea is to take the child to the hospital, expose him to other sick children, irradiate him, and sometimes even there is a need to give anesthesia to calm him down and then find out that he has not suffered from anything. What happened is that we have identified a biomarker, a molecule that is released from the damaged cells, and it is present in the body fluids, in the saliva, in the urine, and in the blood. We are not interested in the blood because I do not see a scenario in which a mother will start running after the child with a syringe taking blood.
Absolutely.
But we do develop it in a form of a candy or a pregnancy test-like, where an sample of saliva or urine will react and indicate in a color way whether there is an injury or not. And based on that, the parent or the paramedic can make a decision what priority to give to this case.
Amazing. You are giving us a litmus test for a brain surgery injury. It's fantastic. And now, from my perspective, you know, the sport industry will need you because we have in America, we have football, a very, very strong game that people get knocked down again and again. And not so many times they don't even awaken immediately. So we don't know what danger they are in. So this is a solution. You're telling me you are still planning or you already had the patent on this?
Well, we patented it, and we have tried it in several clinical trials. We are now in the process where we are building the prototype, and we will be able to test it on children in the next clinical trial that is planned in Israel, Sweden, and in the Finland, probably within the next 6 months. Nice. We know for sure that the biomarker is there. We just need to meet the criteria for the regulatory process so that it will be approved at the end.
Okay, so as we all know, you're in the process and doing a very important thing. And, you know, in Israel here, we're all working hard, and it's really hard to do with the politicians of every day. And I'm blessing you for having this incredible product that can save life. And it's a game changer and a revolutionary because it's like a litmus test. It's easy. It's accessible. Everybody can do it like pregnancy test, you're saying. So how they can contact you, how they can come and help, and, you know, what kind of industry you want them to be a partner in this?
So we are a small biotechnology company. We have funded ourselves from 175 investors. So many private people invested small amounts, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000. A few months ago, we have received a $1.1 million from the Department of Defense, and they find our product to be a revolution and out-of-the-box thinking vis-a-vis the ability to test American soldiers that are exposed to blast or a shockwave, and there is no need to take them with the helicopter to an ambulance and further down the line, but you can test them on the spot. So currently, we are funded by this money. We have a very nice website. We are also on Facebook and LinkedIn. It's just Medicortix or my name, Adrian Harel. Any one of them that you Google, you'll find the company. We have several educational videos that one can learn about the problem, the solution, and what we are proposing. And I hope to bring it as fast as we can to the market, because we really think that it will fill in a gap for children, the adults, soldiers, sport, as you indicated. It's not only the NFL, it's also ice hockey and boxing and kickboxing and many, many contact sports where people are being injured and either not diagnosed or wrongly diagnosed, misdiagnosed.
Exactly, and some people get fatally wounded because if you don't put them or treat them immediately, it can evolve to something more dangerous. Ariel, first of all, I think that whatever you're working, you probably work for years on it. And you study in the University of Haifa, I heard, and you said that you study also in the Weizmann Institute.
Yes, my PhD is from the Weizmann Institute. My specialty was the regeneration of the central nervous system. And later on, when I decided also to go to business, I did another degree in the Haifa University for business administration. So I have both universities in the background.
So you have enough brain for a lot of us. Thank you so much for coming on this show. I really want everybody that are in the field, and they can invite you to talk to them. They can, you know, you make some talk, you make some speeches someplace around Israel or Finland.
Well, both. We are invited to participate in both scientific presentations and meetings, as well as there are many, many organizations for traumatic brain injury. People like to call them TBI. So we do get some exposure, but one needs to understand that this is a very technical, scientific development, and it's not so easy for everyone to understand what is the idea behind it, but the outcome is important.
Exactly. You're actually saving lives, and you're making sure that people because also in the army, you know, people sometimes get knocked down and they don't know what, they let them back, and sure enough, they you know, or they pass out or something going on worse because they don't realize that the injury was real. Now, one question I didn't ask you. Now, there is a liquid that goes out of the ears too in some cases. That's something I was told a learned long time ago. In case of a concussion, they say that there is like a green liquid that gets out of the ear. Is that true?
Yes, but this is a very specific injury. Our brain is surrounded by a liquid. It's called spinal cord fluid. It's a yellowish color liquid, and it is true that its role is to protect the brain from the movement and the shock and the jolts and falls and so on. But if the brain is shocked to one side or another stronger and there is a crack in the bone, then yes, the liquid may leak a little bit out. But this is a very extreme case. This is no longer a concussion. This is a real traumatic brain injury.
Wow. All right. So yeah. So we're talking about something more mild even that your program can detect, right?
Exactly. Because those mild injuries, even if you are being taken to a radiologist and he is evaluating your MRI on CT, in the first hours it's not obvious. And the time that they can spend on evaluating each one of the patients is very short. Our kit can help, because even if the radiologist says that he cannot see anything or observe anything, our kit can get the patient back and say, look, you missed it. He is suffering from a brain injury. He needs to be supervised. He needs to be monitored. He needs to be treated. And if we are talking about a sport player, the coach or the doctor should be aware that he cannot bring the player back to the field without giving him sufficient time to recover from the first injury. Because as you said, it's not 1 plus 1. It's 1 plus 10 plus 100. Every second and third injury is accumulating.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, Mr. Arel, I'm so honored that you came to the show and gave us this insight about the perspective of saving a lot of lives, God willing. And I want to suggest everyone to check your website. Can you tell us again the website?
So www.medicortex.fi. It's the
beautiful
for Finland.
Beautiful. And Andrea Narell, you can find him online, PhD. What an honorable job you a life worth living you're doing. Thank you so much for
doing such a
great job for humanity. I appreciate it, and God bless you. I hope that you succeed and we can see these kids all around. And we're going to have to end this conversation because we're almost out of time. So thank you, and let us know if we can if there is any news, okay?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Beautiful, Andrew. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you. All right, guys. Amazing. These people are revolution. It's a revolution, you know, to think that you have a test that can detect a brain injury or trauma without even, you know, major machinery. I hope that, well, the Department of Defense does know what they're doing. And of course, that's the most. I think that the medical field in the Department of Defense needs to be the most elaborated one because they put a lot of people on risk and there is like a lot of injuries, so they need to pay attention. All right, so let's go to a break and we'll be back after this.
In a time where feelings have become fact, where rational thought and common sense has disappeared, one man stands above it all.
I'm Howie Sobiker, your political hitman.
Political Hitman airs every Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. North American time, 7 a.m. Israeli time, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Are you interested in transforming your life, drawing closer to the Creator, and uncovering the deeper meanings and hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On The Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem We Love. Now, today I'm going to teach you something and share with you something that in the Jewish faith, Jewish people seems to forget, especially Israeli, because Israeli are so home free. They are in the land of Israel. They forgot that they are Jewish. And sometimes those almighty people that are in control, they think that they have it all, and they run the show, and oops, they are God Almighty, because they can talk about anything, and they can do anything, and there is nobody watching them, because they're in control. So we had a visit of a very important group of, federation, Jewish Federation, from the diaspora, from Keren Hayesod, from the Zionist organization of the world. And they all gathered to listen to Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu does that one of those days that he had Mr. Mnuchin on the ground with Mr. Kushner, the son-in-law of Donald Trump, which, bless his heart, never forget what's right, because he went to the Western Wall and walk with the ambassador of America to Israel, and he went to pray. You see, when a man in the middle of everything stop and walk, you know, it's not easy to get to the cuddle, but he walked and he just, and I said, I'm so proud of this man. This is a son of law that is really worth having. So I want to extend a congratulations for the 10 years marriage of Ivanka Trump with Mr. Kushner, that they're a delightful couple. I love them. They are so graceful, and their children are darling. So let's go back. So this guy, he knows where God stands, okay? He is the first, and that's what it's supposed to do. But what happened to Benjamin Netanyahu? Oh, he's all cocky and all coming to this incredible diaspora organization meeting, and he says, in the 2 seconds to the speech, I have a very, very important book that I'm reading and I'm so incredibly devoted to. It's wrote by a Christian guy, you know, he's Jewish, but wrote by a Christian guy. And he says, you know, what's more important, you know, the G or the Genghis Khan? And I say Genghis Khan. And I'm saying to myself, are you comparing, where is your God of Israel? Can you repeat this for me again? No, you can go online and find that speech, horrible speech, because you see, all the Jewish people, that the representative that came to listen, it's like they went to a church. I don't mind. Listen, let's be clear again and again and again, because I say it all the time. The fact that religion is picked by God Almighty, it's not ours to decide, but it's ours to honor. And there are no question about what kind of honor you have. You have no question about your religion. You Christian, stay Christian. You Arab, Muslim, stay Muslim. But if you're Jew, oh God, you have a duty. And that duty is to honor God. And I'll remind you the Ten Commandment list. And the first and foremost, the most important one is, you shall not have no other gods before me. What does it mean? Now, I'm not going to get upset, because I get a little frustrated when my Jewish fellow don't get it. It means you don't put any god in front of me. It's like a woman, let's say, look, you know, the person it's behind belief, but let's say when you have a wife or you have a husband, you don't come to and put another man or another woman in front of them and say, oh, how beautiful you are. You can never say that, right? So how can you say before God, oh, the other God is okay, or to consider him to be the Almighty? You have your own Almighty. Stick with it. Do you get it? Stick with your Almighty. That's the way he wants it. And, you know, for all purposes, maybe, you know, someone in the past, we made a big mistake. And then, you know, we just started Exodus this new last week. And we read about the creation of the world and the Garden of Eden. Of course, the mistake and the sin of the couple in the garden that threw us all in this incredible world of chaos. And probably what's the meaning of this, that we all expanded to all direction. We have all different belief. And now if we can see the truth, we can come back to the light or come back to the right place and become one again. But before that, you need to recognize who you are. So as a Jewish person, that you're supposed to be the holding of the faith of everybody, because we are the basic understanding of God from Abraham, from Law of Moses, we had the Ten Commandments. Simple as that. You shall not have another God before me. It means, please, don't pray if you're Jewish, when you're in a church. Don't undermine God present ever. And when Bibi Netanyahu remind everybody about another God, he transgressed against God. And transgression is the worst thing to do before God, because God Almighty is a jealous God, and he makes, and I'm serious, I'm not talking, everybody needs to know that. You don't undermine God, because the repercussion is enormous. They're saying in the Bible or in the Torah, they say that it comes and it get punished, you know, your son and your grandson and your grandson. So guys, be careful. When you go before God, Just be loyal. Loyalty is not a question, it's a command, okay? You must respect your own being, whoever you are. Don't undermine God Almighty by all means. And Bibi Netanyahu just did it in front of the people, and I can hear their, you know, that they're cringing in their seat. I felt them. It's like, oh God, what did he say? Why in the 2 seconds? And then on top, you know, to top worse, you know, how they call it, making worse the injury. He also said, oh, you know, yesterday I nominated a new diaspora minister myself. And then I'm going to give it a budget so I can spend it. Yeah, you understand? Not just he came and he didn't respect God Almighty. He also didn't respect the law of law. He said, hey, I made myself a minister. And there was no objection in the government. Bibi Netanyahu, I think that it's time for you to go home and relieve us from your duty, because your duty is completely out of line with whatever we call democracy, whatever we call a regular thing, because we respect the God of Israel. And if in the Jewish land we have a chief in command that doesn't respect God Almighty of Israel, you know, this is the Jewish land, we don't want you. And even though that we want those Arabic representatives to represent their people and be a part of this government of ours, God willing, if it will succeed, it will be a new day. But we do recall that to all of them that this is the land of Israel, the land of the Jewish people. It's the holy land for everybody in the world to come to pray. But we are in charge because that's what our duty is, to bring light upon nation. We are supposed to direct them in the right direction. And since we are the law of the land, the basic law of the land, the resource of all was the Ten Commandments, you better respect God Almighty. And I don't mean that it's going to be funny for you, Bibi. And of course, there is already an investigation into the Likud Party. The Likud Party is going under investigation and they try to fight back. But I think that this fight is lost from the beginning. They lost it because they went against the law. You know, it's like, okay, this fight I'm going to go against the police. So you can't just take, there are fights you don't pick, like a fight between you and God Almighty, and they're going to lose it, right? So I'm sorry, I'll pray for them. And I'll pray for Bibi Netanyahu if it will help him. But at this time of think, I don't know, he lost it all. He completely lost it all. And also the respect of the Jewish representative, because they hurry him out of stage like there was no tomorrow. Nothing worse than having a speech and somebody escort you fast out of there. It means he did not deliver. And they're seeing another new prime minister, and I hope that it's Gantz. It's so soft and so wonderful, even though, you know, he's a military man. He has like three generals behind him, so it's going to be really a time of Messiah if you have the Arab list inside with four generals. That won't be a normal thing, so I'm telling you. But because this is not a normal time in history, and this time, this show is even incredibly miracle for me today, I'm telling you all, trust in God, pray with God, because he loves you, because he's there, he's present, and he interferes with your life every time again and again. So trust that you are walking in the light, and he will be by your side. Please remember, we have a lot of people that get the geniuses on us, but we need the grace of God. So until next week, I want to bless you all. I hope to pray for you all. You in California, be careful. I love you. And you all, be good. Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Howdy, this is Rita from League City, Texas, now living in Israel. And though my heart may have belonged to Texas, it now belongs to Israel and all the fantastic show hosts at Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Solomon from Kiryat Arba, Israel. And why do I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio? Because I love listening to the interesting interviews they do and their news reporting that most other media sources don't cover.
Hey, this is Nicole Eko from Malmo, Sweden. It gets pretty cold here in Sweden, so I love cuddling up with a warm cup of tea while I listen to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Frank Karras from Tennessee. Me and my dog Buster really love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News.